Pippa Hudson. Lines are always open on 021 446 0567.
A memorial service is scheduled for around about 3 o'clock this afternoon at UCT for the late Dean of the Health Sciences Faculty, Professor Bongani Mayosi. As you probably know, the 51-year-old succumbed to suicide last week, and his family has confirmed he'd been battling depression for an extended period. Now, in the aftermath of his death, colleagues and students alike have paid tribute to the professor as a well-loved and well-respected member of the university community, an A-rated researcher, and someone who gained huge acclaim for his work on cardiac disease. And as a dean who loved his students, who understood his students, and who really made a connection with his students. President Cyril Ramaphosa has announced a little while ago that he is to receive a special provincial official funeral this coming Saturday. And I've asked our reporter Craig Lee Smith to step into the studio and give us an update. He's been covering the story since news broke over the weekend of the professor's death. Good afternoon, Craig.
Good afternoon, Pippa, and good afternoon to our listeners.
You've spent several days now covering the response to the professor's death, and condolences have really been pouring in from all over the world, haven't they?
Yes, condolences from across the continent, across the world, in the academic sphere, students, colleagues, family members, people who worked with the late Prof. Mayosi. When the news broke on Friday evening, people initially thought it was a hoax. He was too young, he was 51 years old, and then Saturday morning, the family confirmed that he had indeed passed away. What actually was more shocking is the news that he actually committed suicide.
Yeah, a huge shock, and as our colleague Charlotte said earlier in the week, even in the manner of his death, he has continued teaching, because it's done such a lot to sort of expose everybody to the realization that anybody could be battling with depression. Even somebody at the top of his career, somebody who was well loved, well respected, achieving international acclaim for his work, even somebody like that who presents as such a high achieving, in control person, can fall victim to this terrible disease. I know you've spent some time on campus, Craig Lee. How are students in particular responding to his loss?
When the news broke over the weekend, some of our colleagues, we went to UCT to speak to some of the students, and almost everybody, all the students we spoke to, they had the same thing to say. He was well, Professor Mayosi was well loved. He was a great teacher. He was someone to go to. He was a father figure, and he had an open door policy, and that was one of the main things. And we had to kind of pause for a moment, because they were really emotional, which is understandable because the news had just broken that he indeed had passed away.
Now, the service this afternoon, it's happening at 3 o'clock. Is it happening on campus, Craig? Do we know anything about the plans and whether it's open to the public or just to those who will be on campus today?
I've spoken to the university's management. The memorial service is open to the public. It will start at 3:30 this afternoon on the Memorial Hall, upper campus. The service will also be streamed live on UCT's website, and we expect prominent figures from the university, colleagues, friends and family, and of course the students.
I know earlier this week the new Vice Chancellor, Mamakgethi Phageng, paid beautiful tribute to her colleague, and she actually spoke about how he's the reason she's there. He actually talked her into applying for the Vice Chancellor's role, saying it was for the good of the institution and its transformation process. I'm sure she's expected to play a key role this afternoon.
Yes, she is. He was, and also many of her loved colleagues that worked with Professor Mayosi, and also some of the student leaders. And we're still waiting on the final program, but she will definitely be a part of the service this afternoon.
Okay. Then I know we don't have too much detail as yet, but the president announcing that a special provincial official funeral has been scheduled for this Saturday. What do we know about what that actually entails?
So the category, Pippa, is the funeral is designated by the president, Cyril Ramaphosa, for distinguished persons. The president, he has instructed that the national flag be flown at half mast in the Western Cape on the day of the funeral. It's this coming Saturday. And they will also have a special committee that will be in charge of the funeral, involving the family. The family will play a huge role in organizing the funeral and the protocols and everything happening, because it was quite a big figure in the world in the health industry.
Craig Lee Smith, thank you so much. Of our Eyewitness News team heading for UCT this afternoon to cover that event, and thank you for the update, Craig.